the most exciting thing you can start a show with.
Coming live from the 2SER studios.
This is a great show.
Across the park, 2SER.
And just go for a swim, but like deep.
Come on in, meatball.
Testicles.
Pointy at the talking.
Gummy ball.
Pretty awesome.
No worries, I have good footy.
Which part of that was
becoming? The real problem with that. Bloody. I can stand the prick.
Oh, bloody bird.
Let's not do this.
Oh, the corner injury. She got a corner injury.
Hello and welcome to Across the Park, a show all about the one single thing that hasn't changed during this pandemic: sport. Joel Kasem is my name, and it would be very awkward and uncomfortable if I was in this online group chat by myself. So please allow me to introduce the two people who are helping me feel a lot less uncomfortable. First up is a man whose birth name is XFGGT-3. It's Mick Rad.
How do you pronounce that?
Sorry, but I just think that you, a Zoom radio show where it's just you, Joel, talking to yourself, would actually be quite good.
Why?
Because I just think it would be hilarious. Like, I feel like you would just fit in really well with yourself.
Hasn't Joel done a solo show before, like where he was talking to himself?
Yeah, no, that happened when you guys didn't show up. You were both really late for a show, so I said, I'll record it on my own. I did 5 minutes You never found it. It is in at 2SER in the logger somewhere, me just doing a show by myself, and I did all your voices, and I even set up your microphones and walked around the desk and talked into them.
I'm surprised that actually happened in isolation.
Yeah, that was before isolation. That was just me normal. All right. Also joining us is a woman who cut a mouth-shaped hole in her mask so she could breathe better. It's Gabby Morris.
Hi. I
saw that footage. It was pretty funny.
Oh, God.
Have you seen it, Gab?
There's a lady who's like in a shop and she's buying something and the shopkeeper goes, did you cut a hole in your mask? And she goes, yeah, I found it. I just need to cut a hole in my mask so I could breathe better.
So
the shop kid.
Is this real? It's a real thing. It's not on the Simpsons or anything.
It's real footage.
This guy, it was like in a shop, he was serving her and he says to the camera, like, first he's like, I'm going to film this lady. And then he sort of films it. It's a bit sideways and a bit crooked, but you see it and it's in America.
That's just amazing. Exactly. But also those masks are quite intense. Like when you wear them a lot and like I've been wearing them if I go see my nan or whatever. And like you just get, it's just like this foggy kind of dewy grossness in that mask. And I really feel for frontline workers that have to wear them.
And you, I think especially because you wear glasses and I notice that it'll fog up the glasses. Like if I'm wearing my sunnies, then they just become fogged. And
fully fogged.
Yeah.
It's so bad. And it's just like, it kind of just gets a bit stanky. It's just gross. Like it's really, they're really quite hectic.
You can only use them like once, right? And you got to throw them away or wash them or whatever. Like you can get the reusable ones.
Yeah, I don't actually know. I don't want to say anything because maybe you do need to throw them away, but I've been reusing it because, I want to reuse, recycle. Probably just like reinfecting myself.
Yeah.
So we're in 8 weeks now. Is that 8 weeks we've been doing this?
Seven.
Wait, 8 weeks? Really?
7 weeks, maybe. Yeah, you're right.
Are you talking about this show or? Of
7 weeks away. Seven weeks since we've been in the studio. Because I did Wednesday Drive this week and I was in the studio, but it was 7 weeks since I'd been in there last time.
Oh, okay.
Oh, does it still smell like mothballs?
It's so clean. There's been no one in there. It's amazing.
Oh my God.
I still
so
clean
good.
Everything just for the sake of it. But yeah, it was amazing. It was so clean, it was quiet, and I just did a whole show without anyone being around.
That must be a nice feeling. This week I cracked and I just started crying in the pantry.
Oh no.
Isolation just hit me. I was just like,
you're really isolating if you put yourself in a pantry.
We didn't have the right snacks and then I just like, got a bit emotional. And
oh, we've all been there, Gav.
Oh,
that's really bad.
I was forced to take a leave this week, or sort of forced, encouraged, you know, slash pushed out the door for a week. Yeah. And and my wife has been telling me to paint for like a year. We started painting the house about a year ago. We did all the walls. That was great. And then I put the game painting stuff away. I said, that's it. I'm not touching painting for a while. a year later, I have a week off work and I've painted the doors. So I painted 6 doors.
Whoa.
It took me 3 days.
Did you do like some outlandish color and then your wife just gets back from work and she's like, for fuck's sake.
You told me to paint the doors. No, everything's white. The whole house is now completely white.
How was it satisfying? Like, do you feel productive after something like that, or is it just...
Look, I really got to give it to painters who must just... I don't know what they think about what they're painting, because it really is boring as hell. I mean, yeah, it's sort of that sense of accomplishment when it's done, but while you're doing it, just like, oh, bloody hell, this takes forever.
No, did you have like a roll on? Oh my God, the details, I could just go on.
Oh, I used a brush.
Necessary.
I used a brush, like, oh, instead of a roller.
You're going to have streak marks.
I did think, no, I think it looks good with a brush. The when you use a roller, it's all...
How many times did you accidentally push the door and forget that it was wet?
Oh, so much. I had white everywhere. And then you lean on it and you go, oh, crap. And then you got to paint over the bit that you touched. And then, yeah. Anyway, it's done. I feel a bit productive this week having stayed at home and done that, but I'm pretty over it.
Pretty shit when someone just is like, nah, you got to go home for a week. And you're like, but there's nothing to do. I've got no one to play with.
Yeah. The worst thing is I got to do this again in 3 weeks. I have another week off. So.
Oh, like, really? It sounds really great. I feel like, yeah, nah.
I've never taken a week off and just done nothing. So it's sort of nice to do nothing, but then I am doing something. But just to not think about work for a week, that's fine.
I've been enjoying this. Like, I get a little bit anxious every time they say they're going to kind of reduce the restrictions. And I'm like, oh, no, keep them. I think it's good.
I'm not ready to go back to real life.
I'm not ready. I I've got into a routine. I'm really happy about it. I don't feel any social pressure. I'm just, like, happy. Like, I know that it won't last, but there's, like, this feeling of just being, like, forced into, like, self-reflection and gaining some perspective and like really kind of like focusing in your mind, like having some time to yourself to be like, okay, what the fuck is important? Why, you know, what is this that's like so hard, is really good. And kind of like being like knowing that everyone in the world is also doing it. Like, I've got no FOMO.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not, I don't have any FOMO, which is like a big problem for me.
No, me too.
Yeah. I always get FOMO.
Yeah. And now you know that you just, it's so real. I just been finding this like, anxiety has reduced so much for me. Like, there was definitely a boost of anxiety at the beginning around people getting sick and being unwell and my family and all of those things that you think about yourself and your own world. But I just kind of want to be told to stay at home and everyone else too.
I think you need to find a little cabin in the mountains and just live there for the rest of your life, Gabby. You'll be fine.
Yeah. No, but it's not that. It's like, and then I need to take my phone away and the internet. So I need to stop looking at what everyone else is doing and get caught up in their bullshit. Because it's the FOMO. It's always FOMO that comes back around where you're just like, God damn it, I'm really missing out over there.
Speaking of getting away, Gabby, you are currently away, which is why your internet is so good. We can hear you clearly.
Isn't that so good? Yeah, so I've been traveling around New South Wales to find the best internet. And
in Blue West, Mountains. Nah. North Coast?
Nah.
Blue Mountains?
Yeah. Perfect. So good. I always kind of think it's in Lawson.
Ah, lovely.
So mid-mountain, I believe. Sorry to all the mountaineers that are listening if that's not correct. There's definitely a lot of lingo that you need to know when you come to the mountains.
Really?
Yeah. Like,
don't call it the Blueies? Is it Blueies?
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Absolutely. What have you done?
I know that, but I just...
We've just lost the whole demographic.
I feel like it should be called the Blueies. Let's go to the Blueies. Bluey Mountains.
No.
I've never heard of that in my life. I just made it up in a spot.
I think as a mountains person, you hear people say that and the mountains people are just like, you've never... Nah, no way.
I think they prefer allowed. Mountain folk.
Oh, dear. So, yeah. There you go. This little wrap up of our lives.
That was good. Thank you.
Good, Joel.
What about you, Joel?
No,
you didn't actually say.
Yeah, I know. Because like, I've done nothing this week. Nothing's changed for me. I've still been going to work. The only difference is
true.
I get to see you guys once a week.
I do believe something happened to you during the week though, Joel.
Oh, you've been playing the drums.
I have been playing the drums, Gabby. Thank you. Actually, you know what I got? I got over here, if you can see behind me, this doesn't work for radio at all. I have this framed Tigers jersey from 2005 Grand Final, but you can't see this shot. There is actually, I'm going to get it. You guys talk amongst yourself.
Okay. This is great radio.
This is like seriously, man.
A framed cricket bat.
So this is
that's like a cricket bat for ants.
Well, that's the thing. I don't remember him being so small, but I guess we've changed over the years. We've gotten taller as humans.
So what is this ridiculous piece of memorabilia you have here that is just turning me off so bad?
It's a framed cricket bat or miniature cricket bat.
Miniature. That's the thing that you need to emphasize. You've got a framed miniature cricket bat.
Of Donald Bradman. My brother gave it to me.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Is it signed? It's signed.
Oh, right, okay. Wow.
Not by Dodd Bradman.
By who?
By your brother.
By your brother?
It does. But I don't think it's real. But it looks nice.
I wonder,
can you just look on the back and see if that was made in China?
No, there's a website here and it's Australian because it's got .com.au.
Okay.
So there you go.
You put it up next to your West Tigers jersey on the floor on the wall.
Yes.
This is you building like a hot chick pad. Like all the girls are going to come over and just be like, God damn it, Joel, you're so sexy with your miniature framed cricket bat.
You remember that movie, 40-Year-Old Virgin? Yeah.
Come on, mate, I'm not 40. All right. So, that's it. That's good. Thank you.
That's great.
No, I've already asked how everyone was. Where else does the show go?
We're going to say thanks to our guest last week. Even though the audio wasn't amazing,
yes. It
was really nice to have Dane Simpson on the show.
That was great. He is just an absolute delight.
Yes.
What a lovely man. And it kind of just felt like we were just having a Zoom chat with a friend and we kind of realized that, we need to interview about some things maybe related to sport. Probably not. Oh, well, the show's over.
That's the thing.
The whole show, we did not talk about sport once.
Which I love. Like, I personally love.
It was a really fun show. So if you missed last week's show with Dane Simpson, he's very funny. He's doing a lot of really cool things during isolation. So go back and have a listen.
Much cooler than us.
Oh,
yeah. Much cooler.
Yes. 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 I said yes a few times in a row there. That's good. So we're getting that out of the way. Look, I'm trying to find my sport thing here because we never played anymore.
Sport.
I did it for yeah.
You want to do one for me?
I did. Sport.
There we go. Live. Who needs a grab?
Yeah. Hey. Honestly.
No one. What sport should we start with? Because there is actually a bit of sporting news this week.
Oh, go on then.
Oh, I thought you were just going to throw a sport at me and I was going to give you something on it.
Well, no, I want to know what you've got.
Okay.
Down.
Let's start with AFLW. After a shortened season, the AFLW have named their All-Australian side with a few new players, including Caitlin Greaser. I'm so sorry, Caitlin. I'm pretty sure I said that wrong. I got the Caitlin bit right. Was the sole first player to earn selection. Champion Melbourne midfielder Karen Paxman is this year's Toyota AFLW All-Australian captain, capping her fourth selection in as many seasons in the team of the year. 12 months after winning the Rising Star Award, star Carlton midfielder Madison Prespicus has become the first teenager to collect the AFL Women's Best and Fairest. So she's only 19 and she's the best player in the league.
So good. She was so stoked.
Madison. I remember
heard some interviews with her and she's like just obviously disappointed because they didn't get to finish the season off and Carlton were going well.
Yep.
But she was so stoked and 19-year-old. She was, yeah.
And there is a video of it. So they do the awards sort of like like via Zoom and she's at home and as soon as she wins, I don't know how they do it because her sister knew and was able to like jump in and put the medal around her neck.
Oh, cute.
And she just starts crying. It's so it's really lovely. Yeah. Well done, Madison.
That was good.
I just realized that the only things that I ever bring to this show is it's always gossipy.
It's a bit
of a scandal but it's never like, anyway, someone is a captain. Woohoo. Or like, I'm just like looking at my notes being like, this is just absurd. It's a true reflection of my character.
Well, go on. You have a turn.
Well, I want to talk about the goss about the Albury Council refusing the Melbourne Storm team. Well, not refusing. There was a division within the council around them coming to Albury to, I guess, train and quarantine in their town. Which I just think is so funny. Like, I actually think it's like there's so many layers to it being really funny. Them, local council, getting annoyed with state and federal government not consulting them. And then, like, them just being like, no. And then them coming anyway and the rest of the town being like, yeah, you can use our gyms. You can use our hotels. Like, being really excited and keen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it was a weird thing to get, like, angry about. Like, if you want a team to come and use your facilities... Why didn't they want them to do it?
The public spaces are not allowed to be used by anyone. So their argument was that why are we allowing or changing the rules for a bunch of NRL players when the local community can't access these spaces and their health is still at risk? And there was also this wider concern around bringing over 50 people from another state coming into the town and potentially, you know, causing an outbreak. Which I think is fair enough. Like, I think it's a fair enough thing, but I think the NRL, and also there's all these scandals, right? With the footy players going over to girls' houses, doing TikTok dances and like not, you know, doing the rules that the most of Australians are. So I think there's this like sort of innate kind of like,
And it is the Melbourne Storm. We all hate the Melbourne Storm.
I know nothing about that, but, yeah, I think there's some layers to it. And I think it's like kind of fair enough, you know, like if you, I don't know, like if you can't go and use your footy field, you can't use your local gym. And then like 50 random footy players are like, no, we can. Like I would be annoyed if I had nothing to do with football and I didn't care about it, which I actually don't. So I probably would be one of these people. I'd be like, well, that's a fucking bit shit. I just got a double whammy in there.
You sure did. And welcome back, Gabby. But why are they going to Albury anyway? Is it just because it's sort of out of the way and not in the city?
Yeah, I reckon that's the thing, which has probably pissed them off as well. It's like, cool, country town. You don't care if there's like an outbreak here. You know what I mean? Oh, my God, someone's calling me.
You got to answer it. Answer it.
Oh, it's grandma.
Hi, Grandma. You've got me, but I actually can't talk to you because I'm on my radio show. But if you want to say hello to Sydney, please say hello to Sydney. Good question. I just meant the general public because this is being broadcasted live.
Oh, look, listen, I talked to you another time there. I didn't realize you were busy. Could you call me when you've got this for a minute?
Yes, I will.
Okay, thank you. I'll be home tomorrow and the weekend and everything.
Okay, perfect. Okay, do you
want to
say goodbye to Sydney?
Oh, goodbye, Sydney.
All right, thanks, Grandma. Speak to you later.
Okay, darling. Bye.
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 Perfect. Perfect.
That was so great. Good.
Thank you so much.
Related to the NRL, sorry to get back to sport. there was this problem with some of the players not wanting to get flu shots.
Yeah, no jab, no play.
Now, Scott Morrison's come out and actually rightly said, I don't agree with him on everything, but I agree with him on this, no jab, no play. But the NRL's turned around and said, look, we can't really enforce that. People do have, I guess, a choice. Whether they do it or not.
They haven't confirmed that, though. They've said they consult with those individual players around who didn't want to get the flu shot, and they haven't determined whether they can play yet. But there have been other coaches that have said, well, it's interesting that this has become a blanket rule for NRL players, but it's not like every Australian has to get a flu shot. I think that they should, and I think most Australians All Australians should get the flu shot, especially now, because you don't want to have the flu and have coronavirus. It's just would be awful and deadly for lots of Australians. So it is a really interesting thing, and I wonder how they're going to manage it. Like, what are they going to do?
Just jab them in their sleep.
they have ruled that you don't have to get a jab to play. So that's to come through. So they've basically gone against what Scott Morrison said and said, yes, you can play, you can sign a waiver, have to get a flu shot.
Like, we're saving your asses. Like, all they could do is just get a flu shot.
Yeah, I've never really understood people who don't want to get a flu shot. It's completely and completely safe. It's helping you protect yourself. People just aren't educated.
Protect others is actually the
and other people. Yeah, all exactly. Yeah. So don't know, but
I think the Batuta Advocate best explained it as they said mandatory flu shots somehow the biggest concern for women married to NRL players, and I just thought that was hilarious.
That's very good,
from Batuta. Yeah.
Well, we're only three weeks away from the restart of the footy. It's freaking me out a bit. I didn't think it would happen, but it feels like it might.
Maybe it will. I mean, we've discussed this before on the show that I really couldn't see it happening. But now that, you know, New Zealand are here, they flew over.
Oh, yeah.
All teams are back training. It actually might happen, which is very strange. And this is, I have this question, right? Because if NRL does start, it is literally the only sport in the world, does that mean NRL becomes massive? Because
now there's some sports in Germany that are coming back. Soccer's coming back in a couple of weeks.
I think the Vanuatu League's been going on. There's been a couple of football leagues.
The Vanuatu League.
Yeah.
How's not that league, going?
Football.
Why don't we discuss that? That's right.
They didn't, Vanuatu have had no cases of coronavirus, like zero. And they've just been, but they did have a cyclone. A month or two ago, which hurt them. But apart from the cyclone, they having sort of life as normal, and they're playing the sport and they're doing going across their business. And
good on them.
Yeah, one of the few places in the world, really.
That's excellent. Will this hurt the AFL here in Australia?
Well, they're going to hurt, but they're probably not going to be that much far behind. Maybe a few weeks. I haven't announced it yet.
AFL actually is a national sport. Whereas NRL's East Coast and New Zealand.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah, that's what I get really confused about, because when I was like, oh, they're bringing over the New Zealand team, and I was like, oh, they must be desperate. They've got no one to play against.
No, New Zealand are in the competition.
Which I had no idea about. I feel like it would be hard for the players, like, in regards to families and all of that. Not so much the 20% pay cut, because that's, you know, considering they've nearly gone under the NRL, it's actually not that bad. But yeah, the leaving your families, I'm just like, oh, who cares that much about footy? But
it's more about just keeping people sane and giving them something to do and watch.
I think so.
Yeah, but like being at the pub watching the footy is where you want to be. You can't even, you don't want to watch the footy at home by yourself.
Sorry?
Do you want to watch the footy by your home? Sorry, Joel.
I have no choice.
You can have two mates over now. Two mates. I'll come over. Me and Gab will come over.
Why aren't we doing the show from my house?
Yeah, I don't know. Why aren't we?
Because we're not friends.
You can have two work colleagues.
If I got pulled over, there's just no way I could give a legit answer to a cop.
Oh, burn.
Fine. Whatever. All right. Yeah, stepping away from NRL, bodyboarding, Gabby. Here we go.
Ooh.
A bodyboarder who was knocked out while surfing near Adelaide somehow survived underwater for more than a minute. So
that's awful.
He was diagnosed with a perforated eardrum and concussion after the incident. His friend managed to rescue him by following his board, which was tombstoning in the big surf.
Oh, I love a good tombstone. Oh, yeah. That's happened to me before.
Okay, so can you describe to...
So when you're tombstoning, it's like you get dumped by a wave, and when the waves, it sort of like tumbles, right? It's like sort of churning, and you get stuck underneath that churning. Like your body is underneath the wave, but obviously your board floats, it has a leg rope, and it kind of just sways back and forward. It kind of just floats like erect at the top of the water, just like kind of erect. Smacking back. I just realized that you can never say that word. There's no way that you can say that word.
Even if like you look at, you know, like an old building erected in.
Yeah. Or if you go to put up a tent, you can't even say tent.
Pitch a tent. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's what happens is because of the tension, often you can get stuck. Like it, you can get, it it's like kind of pulling in two opposite directions that you can't get back up to the surface, which is, it's very, very scary.
So, and some also people perforated don't,
eardrum is awful.
Yeah.
Some people don't use leg ropes, right? Or the guide ropes. Is there a reason why? What do you call them?
Hey, man, I'm just going to go out for a surf with my guide rope.
What do you call them? You know,
leg rope.
A leggy.
Guide dog. You call it a guide dog.
Guide dog.
Some people not use them? Like, is there
some
a reason?
Some people don't use them. Like, you kind of know. Yeah, but you kind of know if someone's like either very, very good or like stupidly cocky when they don't have a guide rope.
Yes.
Because they're like, you know, they're able to control the board really well. They can flick off and grab it without it, you know, flying around and killing someone. I highly recommend people, regardless of their skill level, to use a leg rope.
But I think with bodyboarders, don't they put it on their hand. It goes around their wrist.
Yeah, they put it on their hand. Yeah.
All right. Anyway, he was underwater for a minute, right? And still survived. Now, this is a survival response. I didn't know. I've learned this. It's called, I got to say this right. Mammalian. That'll do. Mammalian. Thank you. You know what it is?
I've heard the word.
Mammalian diving reflex. Basically, it's like a thing inbuilt into everyone. And babies have it especially. Like if you go on, if you put a baby underwater, you know, for the first time, they automatically... the lungs stop, no water comes in, their heart rate slows down. It's just like this thing inbuilt. I'm like, this is so cool to read. I couldn't learn the word, but yeah, really fascinating. So, oh, we got 2 minutes. Okay, Gab, sorry. Oh, I did fuck, actually quick. Have something else, but we'll save it for next week. Go, Gabby.
What's trending? Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and baby boy. That's you, Joel.
What?
Yeah, baby boy.
All right. This week, I have generated a game that is all about what is trending on Twitter. Okay. So I'm going to give you the trending word or words, and I need to get what is the trending about. I need you guys to tell me what the word is related to in the world of Twitter. All right, so the first word that is trending right now, huge amount of trending, not huge, okay? Adelaide. Why is Adelaide trending on Twitter?
Oh.
Not because it's the city of churches and because of George Pell and all the child molesting. That is also trending, but not because of that.
Okay.
Don't you go on the internet, Mick. First thing that comes to your head, boys. Jesus Christ.
It was churches. I can't.
Churches? Okay, Mick, what's yours?
It's because Adelaide has become the center of the world. They've decided that Adelaide is going to become its own country and they're closing all the borders to anybody except Radelaideans.
Ooh. Are you from Adelaide?
No way. Do I look like I'm from Adelaide?
Because you said Radelaide and it's like a really annoying thing that Adelaideans say. No, it is because Brutus has died. He's a 45-year-old hippopotamus.
Oh, yes, at the Adelaide Zoo.
Yeah. He died. He's 45 years old. God. Okay, next question. What is trending? It is Barry Zito.
Is that a name?
Barry Zito. Zito.
That's a person?
That's a person. Why is he trending? Quick.
Some
Barry has rejuvenated the skill of hot air ballooning, and he's jumped in a hot air balloon.
That's a good guess.
Been flying around the world. Because there's no other aircraft, right? So you can just do it. Go around the world, not have any danger of getting hit
good
by
guess,
airplane.
Good guess. Your goal, Jess.
I said something about fellatio, so I'm sure I'm wrong.
No. He is an American baseball player that is on that terrible singing show called The Masked Singer.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody is going crazy because they think that it's him. He's a very famous American baseball player. Okay, moving on. Next one. What is trending? Cane Corns. Why is Cane Corns trending? He is a famous AFL player.
Did he... has he been in trouble for...
No, he's an ex-footy player, ex-AFL player.
No.
This is juicy goss.
He got on the TikTok and he was making steak and he's apparently a vegetarian and he got in trouble for it.
No, Cane Corns was on the AFL footy show saying that Alex Gerislinkio, famous AFL player... who has been renowned for the most famous AFL mark of all time. He said it was overrated, right, on this AFL show. He's trending on Twitter right now because the daughter of that AFL player has come on the radio and said, I'm absolutely furious with Kane Corns. This is disgusting. He only said it was overrated. All he said was overrated. He said it was disgusting. And then Eddie McGuire gets involved. Holy shit.
Joel looks excited.
Eddie McGuire was saying, I'm sick of South Australians. That's what he said. Yeah.
Adelaide's in the news twice.
How dare he?
How dare he? That's trending on Twitter.
Us Adelaideans can't handle it.
All right, we have to wrap the show up.
Nice one, Gab.
Next week, this is a bit of sizzle. Next week, we're going to talk about a zombie soccer player. Sizzle. Tune in next week for certain zombie soccer players.
Sookie. That'll be awesome.
A zombie soccer player.
Zumba soccer player.
Zumba or zombie? What are you saying?
Zombie. A zombie soccer player. Back from the dead. Tune in.
Okay. Bow, bow, bow. Can't wait for that one. Thanks, guys.
All right. Okay.
Bye, guys. Bye. Stay sporty.
Yeah, you too.